We'll sing number 438 to begin our worship this morning. 438. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
When darkness
veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
His hope is
found, but his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
When he shall
come with trumpet sound, oh, may I live in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
We have just been singing about this great hope that we have in God, and today our service will be one of those special kinds of service. It's going to be a lot of singing, so everybody sit up straight and think about the words of these songs that we're going to be singing about together. But before we do that, there are two or three things we need to take care of. First of all, let me again welcome our visitors. You are our honored guests, and we hope you'll come back at every opportunity. If you're from out of town, when you get back home, tell everybody about Palm Beach Lakes, and so they'll have a place to worship when they come into this area. And when you come back into this area, we want you to be here with us. If you're living in this area and you're looking for a church home, we know you found one today, so don't rush off after services. Give us a chance just to get to know. I'd like to ask everyone, if you would, at this time, to fill out the registration cards. Visitors, if you'll take the card that has the word welcome on it, fill that out the same time our members fill out their registration cards and pass those toward the center aisle. They will be picked up momentarily. And visitors, especially the question on that card, how'd you hear of this church? It really helps us in our advertising to know about that. But if you'll go ahead and do that, there are some good things that are happening in this church. And while you're doing that, if you can do that and listen at the same time, we're glad to announce today and to welcome and introduce to you our newest sister, Mary Davis. Mary, would you mind standing? I think you were sitting right back over here a moment ago. I don't know. Where's Mary now? There she is back there. Mary, it is such a joy to have you. Bonnie Quigley and others were involved in teaching her the gospel. And Mary, you may be seated, but we are glad to have you as our sister. So it's really, really important to welcome you. And we hope that you'll find this a great, great place where you can worship God. Now, we've been talking about memorizing the Bible. And I'm not sure, Buzz, if we have the memory verse available, but you're way ahead of me on that. Thank you on that. We're trying to memorize one verse a month, and this month I hope you know where that verse is. Without going, Buzz, don't go there yet, but the verse that talks about our hope, do you know where it's found? We're trying to memorize, and not just in some casual way. We want to really know what these verses say. Let's quote it together, all right? Hebrews 6:19. This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Hebrews 6:19. Let's do it again. Hebrews 6:19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Hebrews 6:19. Now we're talking about hope, and that's what this whole service is all about. And so we need to recognize that we have great, great hope, and the emphasis this month is around. So today, we're going to talk about the hope that we have when Jesus returns. So we need to be aware of that. But think about 2 Peter chapter 3, and this verse will be read to us a little bit later in our service. But look especially where verse 9 says, the day of the Lord will come. That day is going to come. Now look at verse 12 that says, here's our attitude toward it. We ought to be looking for and earnestly desiring, one translation says, earnestly desiring the coming of the day of the Lord. When you leave today, I want you to leave filled with hope that Jesus is going to come back. And instead of dread, I hope you'll leave thinking you're so excited about the fact that someday He is going to come back. And that's the whole design of what's going to happen here. There'll be a lot of singing. We're not going to sing all the verses of every song. We're not going to announce song numbers. They'll be put on the board if you want to use the book at all. But we are really going to talk about this matter. Now, let me point out to you that life is not all that good, is it? You know, it's not very pleasant. And so we're going to sing three songs about the fact that life is not good. And so the first one, does Jesus care? And as you sing these words, think about our hearts that are hurting, no mirth and no song, the burdens pressed, the cares distressed, and the path is long and weary. The second verse says, along the same lines, give me the second verse up here, I don't have my notes, Buzz. The way is dark, it's characterized by dread and fear, the daylight fades, there are deep night shades, is He near? The third verse talks about what life is like. I've tried and failed to resist temptation. There's no relief. There's tears. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? Here's all of these. Does Jesus care? And the last verse, when our loved ones die, and when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me. And when we sing this song and we get to that chorus part of this song, let your heart sing, yes, He cares. I know He cares. We're trying to build hope in our hearts today. Now, the next song is Tempted and Tried. We're going to sing two verses, not even the chorus of this one. But this talks about what life is like. And look at the words that are there. Here's our life, tempted and tried. We're wondering, why are these things happening to me? Others are living in sin and they're never molested. The verse after that talks about that very same thing. When death comes, our homes are so lonely and drear. Why is everybody else living when our loved ones are dying? That's what life is like. And so the whole first part of this lesson is to talk about the fact that life is not always that pleasant. And the third song is, we shall see the King someday. We shall see the King someday. And so the Bible, the words of the song talks about in that first verse that the way that we journey is dreary. And we have all of these troubles and these adversities in our lives, but we shall see the King someday. I want you to think about this, and let's worship God, sing with all of your heart. Worship is not something that takes place in our throats. It's manifested in the way that we sing, but it's inside our hearts. And as we sing these songs, think about what life is like, but think of the hope that we have. Now let's sing together.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way. Savior. to resist some temptation strong. When my deep grief, I find no relief, though my tears flow all the night long. Oh, yes, He cares, I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief.
Gather round the throne when He shall call His Will you turn with me, please, in your Bibles to 2 Peter 3, verses 9 through 12. 2 Peter 3, 9 through 12. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for the hastening, the coming of the day of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with a fervent heat.
Join with me in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. For the blessings, Lord, that you've given to us, that you have piled upon us as people who live in a great country, blessings that we take for granted far too often. And unless we've had circumstances arise in our life or opportunity to see those who aren't so blessed, Father, we take for granted those things you do for us. But Father, you've given us yet another day, this day to come and to worship you. We thank you, Father, for that opportunity. We pray, Father, that you would please continue to bless us and to watch over us as you have. There are those of us who are not here today because of sickness. We pray that you would watch over them and help them and guide them, Father, as they learn to accept sometimes the conditions that have been placed upon them. But, Father, to know that one day we shall see you, and when we do, there will be no more pain, there will be no more anguish. So, Father, we pray for those who are suffering today with a sickness, a disease, an illness that would prevent them from being here. Father, we pray for those who are not here today because of the sickness, the disease, the illness that they have is not of a physical nature, but of a spiritual nature. We pray for us, Father, as we work to improve our relationship to them, that we might have the opportunity and then take the opportunity to help strengthen them and one day bring them back to our fold. Father, we thank you for the fellowship that we have one with each other. We thank you for this love as we gather together as friends in homes or as we gather here at this church building or at a restaurant, Lord, that we have an advantage over other people because of the friendship that we have through you, through your Son Christ. Father, now we pray as we go into this worship here today that it would be in accordance to your will. Help us to, Father, to focus on the words that are spoken, the words that we hear in the songs and as we read in the scriptures and as we listen in prayer. Father, we pray to remove from our hearts those things that would cause us not to focus, to put aside the things of the world and to realize why we came to this building today. To, as a corporate group, to pray and to sing and to listen to the preacher. Father, help us to focus on the words. And as we strive to understand and to learn from the words spoken and the words sung today, Father, help us that we will take and apply this in our lives as we go out into the workforce, as we go out into our neighborhoods, to our schools, as we go to live our lives, that this would be something that is gained today that is not just put aside, but is used to strengthen our relationships with others and to strengthen our resolve to be stronger in our service to you. And Heavenly Father, we pray for us because we are sinful creatures. We present now the sins that we have committed and the sins that we know that we have in our hearts. Father, we pray that as we present these, that we do it in a manner that would allow us to forget, because sometimes we ask for forgiveness but still continue to think about those things that are wrong and sometimes forget the fact that you've totally forgotten it. If we truly have asked you in forgiveness, that you no longer remember it. Help us, Father, to put it aside. Father, we pray that you would forgive us of our sins. And we pray this all through the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This hope we have is an anchor of the soul. Leave here today with your heart anchored on the fact that Jesus is going to come back. That's what he said. Acts chapter 1, verse 11 says, "Men of Galilee, why stand you gazing into heaven? This same Jesus whom you've seen ascend into heaven is the one that will come in the way that you have seen him go." Folks, Jesus is going to come. We don't know when. And so the next section of this singing points out the certainty of his coming, but also the uncertainty of the time of it. We do not know the day or the hour. We'll sing two verses of the first song, one of the second, and one of the third. And all of the concept behind this is to remind us of the fact we don't know when he's going to come. It may be at the morn, it may be when there's sunshine, it may be in the darkness, but he will come, and he's going to come to receive. The second verse says that it may be at midday, it may be at twilight, it may be in the blackness of midnight, but when he comes in a blaze of glory to receive his own, Jesus is going to come back. And so when we get to the chorus of this song, sing from your heart about the fact that he's going to come. Oh Lord Jesus, how long will it be? Lord, come back. That's what it's all about. And then the next song we'll sing one verse of I Know Not Why God's Wondrous Grace, but the last verse says, I don't know when he's going to come back, but I know whom I have believed. And then we'll sing the last verse of that saying that's called One Day. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. And may our hearts be attuned with one heart and one mind as we praise God, as we think about the day when he does return. Let's sing.
It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the
committed.
One day the trumpet will sound for His coming. One day the stars with His glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine.
Come to the feast of hope. We may not often think about this bread and this fruit of the vine in relationship to His second coming. But Jesus says, you do show the Lord's death until He comes. Jerry, instead of us singing both of these songs just for the sake of time, let's only sing number 203. Hallelujah, what a Savior. That's our hope, and we'll manifest it as we eat this bread and drink this cup. After this song, the men will come and take charge to have the Lord's Supper and the contribution. Number 203.
our soul. We look about us and life is not always fair. In fact, I remember telling an elder of the church in Birmingham, Henry, life's not fair. And he says, Dan, tell me one thing that's ever happened in your life that would make you think it was fair. The righteous do suffer. And sometimes we are at a disadvantage in a world that is ungodly in the way that we're treated by those who are ungodly. And yet we have something that allows us, regardless of what's happening in our lives, to stay together, to not fall to pieces. And that is our hope. And we've been singing about it. Jesus is going to come back. It will not be a surprise to any one of us that someday that sky is going to roll open and we'll see Him. We know it's going to happen. But we need to understand the joy of that day. I can remember that time in my life as an immature Christian. The thought of Jesus coming back was almost a matter of terror. But that's not the mature Christian's way of looking at it. And we need to grow to the point that, as 2 Peter chapter 3 says, verse 12, we are earnestly desiring the coming of that day. Think of a child wanting Christmas to come, or a child wanting a birthday to come, or a trip to Disney or someplace. I can hardly wait. How much longer is it? And so we need, as children of God, to feel exactly that same way. Jesus, please come on back. And so Revelation 22, the next to last verse in the Bible, the faithful and true witness says, behold, I come quickly. And John's response to that promise that he was going to come quickly was, even so come, Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus said, and if I go away, I will come again. And our hearts ought to say, even so, Lord Jesus, come on back. And so this next section is designed to talk about the joy that we have at His coming, and may it build our hope. There are five songs in this section. We're only going to be singing three of them. When the roll is called up yonder, I will be there. Not I wish. I shall be there. And then the second song about when He comes in glory by and by. And the third song is actually the fifth one that's on the screen. Should be, it is well with my soul, okay? It is well with my soul. The last verse of that that says, and Lord, haste the day when faith will be sight. May we sing with joy in our hearts as we focus together with one heart and one soul about the second coming of Jesus. What a glorious day it will be. And let's sing these three songs about it.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the same numbers shall gather over on the other shore, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder. Oh, how sweet 'twill be to meet the Lord when He comes in glory by and by. What a song of praise will be outpoured when He comes in glory by and by. How sweet, how sweet when He comes.
That's the anchor of our soul. And it makes no difference what's happening to us. We have an anchor, both sure and steadfast. And it reaches from where we are to the very presence where Jesus is in heaven itself. And we shall see that King someday. And what a glorious, glorious time that will be. But it won't be glorious unless we're ready. There's a song that really sums all of this up, and that is the song, "There's a Great Day Coming." And there is that great day coming. It's a day of gladness and brightness, but it's only gladness and brightness to those who are ready. And if you are not ready, you need to get ready. I want us to talk in just a minute about being ready. But before we do that, let me share with you a request from Carolina Medina. God knows I'm going through tough times in my life now. I'm asking prayers for God's will to happen in my life. Always keep in mind Romans 8:28. You know that verse, don't you? All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. God cannot lie.
And God said that. And that's the hope, and that's the anchor of our soul. God cannot lie. And so Carolina says, please keep my soul in life in your prayers for me and my daughter Natalie. I want it obedient. I want to be obedient and follow Jesus. Keep me in your prayers that God will give me strength and wisdom and a spiritual life, a spiritual walk in my personal life. And as we pray this week, let's remember her in our prayers and remember all the others. There are people in this church that are really hurting right now. And we need to be there with them. The article we wrote in Family Magazine and the Family News, if you've been comforted, you're God's tool to comfort another. And if you have an anchor, may you use that anchor to strengthen the faith of another. But are you ready? There's a great day coming. You're not ready unless you're a believer. Mark 16:16 says, he that believeth not shall be damned. And God cannot lie. Luke 13:3 says, except ye repent, you'll perish. And Acts 17:30 says, that God now commands all men everywhere to repent, and God cannot lie. You need to make up your mind to follow him today. And then because you have confessed your faith in him, you can become a child of God. Romans 10:10 says, with a mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And God, who cannot lie, says, arise and be baptized and wash away your sin. You have guilt today. Remove that guilt. If the Lord were to come right this minute, would you be ready? I preached in a meeting in Columbus, Ohio several years ago, and a brother Thompson led the prayer. And here's what his prayer was. God, if you're assembling your angels right now to come back and judge the world, please wait until Dan is finished and until we have a time to sing one more invitation song. You need to think soberly about that great day. And if you're not ready, you need to arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. And then the most wonderful thing happens. He adds you to his body, to his family, to the church. And it is that church, that kingdom, that family, at the end, 1 Corinthians 15:23, that he will deliver up to the Father. And as we have confessed him before men, he will confess us before the Father. And that's not just a wish. That is going to happen if you're ready. And if you're not ready, you need to respond to this invitation. If you're a child of God and your life hadn't been what it should be, you need to be reminded again of Revelation 2:10 that says, be faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life. Whatever your need, won't you let it be known by coming to the front right now as together we stand and sing this invitation song.
There's a great day coming, a great day coming, there's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for the judgment day? By